All right. Yesterday, we finished with 28 almost. We're going to finish it today talking about Unto Him We Will Return. All right. So I didn't really prepare for this show today. I just got on the mic and I was thinking, like, you know, it kind of scares me reading this book because it's like I don't understand, like, how powerful it might be and how close to the real God it might be, you know. So let's continue our study. We were at 28 because, like I said, this is the first time I've ever read it. You know, or I don't want it to mislead people, and I don't want to mislead people because I believe in Adonai, just like you. So we are all just searching for the truth together. All right. But what does separate us, and the Quran makes that clear right away, is that we are all believers. Yeah, so there are non-believers. There are people that say they're believers, but when they go with other people, they're like, no, we just had to act like it because they were watching us. And then there's believers, okay, but not doers. But then there's believers and triers, all right? But then there's believers and doers, okay? So that's like the five levels of, like, but you have to reach, like, the believers and doers. That's the level we're all trying to get to. Then we're moving into the kingdom of heaven. Then we're, like, pressing into the spirit. Okay. So, but 28 was basically saying that how can you disbelieve in the Creator? It's pretty much saying, like, the Adonai, the one that is in the Torah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, in the Torah, created us from dust. And then it's saying, we're going back to dust. He's like, he could raise us up, kick us down, spin us around if he wanted. But it's obviously like, what do they call an ant maze or an ant farm? Like, we're on an ant farm. It's obvious. Like, we're the caretakers of the garden. What do you think? What do you think we are? But in order to get into the garden even, we're going to have to obey the rules and make sure everyone that's going into the garden obeys the rules and is tested and made sure they can keep the rules. And then, once we're in there, it's going to be awesome. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, but 500 million times better. I don't even like to reduce it to that far. You know, because that's how great it's going to be for everyone, all the believers and doers. All right. So how do you disbelieve in the Adonai when you were dead and he gave life to you? Remember the first book of Genesis, how he breathed life into us? Okay. And he will give you death and then life again. So we will all die. Well, most of us. All right. And then we'll get life again. All right, so we'll all get life again. And then unto him, we're going to return. So unto the Creator, we're going back to anyways. It's like a lot of people want to try to, like, get out of life by, like, committing suicide or something like that. I'm just using that as an example. But it just doesn't work because it's just going to end up right in the front of the Creator again. It's like there is no escape. There's only different levels to this game. But yeah, we're all going to die because we only get one up on this game. It's like Mario Brothers. It's like you only got one up. You only got one big mushroom and one life, basically. You get to grow up once, and then you get one life. So, and you don't want to end up in the lava. So not reducing life to that simplistic. But if we can use the parable, then that's what we're going to use. So we got through verse 28 of the second surah, Al-Baqarah.
محمد رسول الله.